Hey, the two sugars are sort of inseparable, so we'll try to analyze as best as we can. It's a world famous Shas sugya. This is Nogea to Kol Inyon HaTorah. And the Lamadal and the Bey is Tana Rabbon and Ben Ashmoshes. Oh, what an interesting sugya. So we have a discussion with the Machlokas and the various Tanoim. There's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. That's Geheref Ayin. Boom. Okay, that's a very brief idea. But there's a whole discussion about a much longer period of time than a Heref Ayin. Kol Zman Shebnei Mizrach Ma'adimim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. All right, so it sounds like it's saying that as the eastern sky is red, that's considered to be a Ben Hashmoshes, and then the later astronomical phenomenon, which the Gemara describes, is considered to be Lilith. Okay, doesn't say yet how long that it's going to be, doesn't discuss it. Okay, fine. But it's a Machlokas over here, Rabbi Osai, between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef on the bottom of Lama Dalet Amid Beis. Omer Rabba, Ezo Ben Hashmoshes Mishatishka Chama, Kol Zman Shebnei Mizrach Ma'adimim. That whole duration is Ben Hashmoshes. Hichsef Ayam Hishol Atachton, Laila. So it's a lengthier period. Rabbi Yosef, no. Mishatishka, Chamakos, Mashne, Mizuk, Madimin. Yo! In other words, according to Rabbi, it's considered to already Ben Hashmoshes. It's yo! Hichsef Atachton, it's considered Ben Hashmoshes, etc., etc. Atul Tamay, the last eight lines. Shia ben Hashmoshes, Bekamar Abba, Shlosha Chelke Mil. Here's our first astronomical, mathematical calculation. 3/4 mil. Okay? 3/4 mil. Fine. Was it according to Rabbi Yosef? 2/3 mil. 2/3 mil. Why? Because the first 1/6 mil after Shkia is still considered Varayom. More than Aflam and Ham and Av says, what's the difference between the two of them? Palga the Danka. Paladang means 1/2 of a 1/6. Well, it's 1/12, right? Because 3/4 is 9/12, and 2/3 is 8/12. This is the Gemara's cheshbon. All right, so there's a smaller amount of echad. Let's assume for a moment the mil is 18 minutes, since we assume elsewhere. So it's 1.5 minutes difference. Let's assume the average day ends the sunset at 6 o'clock. Let's make it easier. So from 6 until 6:13½, which is 3/4 of 18, that's Ben Hashmosh, according to Rabba. According to Rabbi Yosef, no. You have 6 till 6:01½, it's still Vadayom. And you have a 12-minute Ben Hashmosh, because 12 minutes is 2/3 of 18. Everyone so far? Push up shot. Fine. Says the Gemara. Abaye Chazir L'Rabba. 12th line of Lamed Hey Ben Aleph. Davi Lamarov is looking to the west to see what this man is. What are you looking to the west? She looked to the east. No. Lo. Ponema Madimen as a Mizrach. Rashi. L'erev Chama Shokas Lamarov. Is there Hure Chama Madimen as a Mizrach? Kechalon. Shachama Nchneses Bo Mademes Kosel Shekenegda. Very nice. So the Gemara's bottom line is what? You don't look east, you look where? Rabbosai? West. So if you learn Daf Yomi on Daf Lamed Dal, you don't get the Lamed Hey, you come away with a terribly wrong impression. You're supposed to look to the east. You gotta learn the next Daf. It says look to the west. So it's danger of Daf Yomi. Stop in the middle. That's why we can't. I gave advance notice. We cannot stop in the middle of the Sugya. We have to try to finish the entire aspect of the Sugya. How do we pass the Mahalocha in this manner? Very serious matter. Says the Gemara as follows. Towards the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, Kohanim Tov Limbo. Kohen has to go to the mikveh when it's still Varayom. How can it be? Rabbi Yossi. You thought Rabbi Yossi is Ben Hashmoshes to someone in the middle of Rabbi Yehuda's? No! Shalom, you asked before, Eliel. Shalom Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, Behoder Maslim Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi. To answer your question, starts afterwards. Fine. How do we pass it? Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos, Rabbi Yosef in Truma. Ishmael Lachir Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos L'chumra. Okay, L'chumra. What about Truma? It's a whole discussion. I'd be going off to Laman Hamid based on the very, very top. Not going into all the details right now. Or it says, Ela L'achilas Truma. Lo Achli Kohanim Truma. So the first mission of Brachas. Ad Shalom Ben Hashemash to Rabbi Yossi, which is presumably after the Ben Hashemash to Rabbi Yehuda. Fractosis. Kosha. The Mishnah Shiura Purta Davi Keheref Ayin. If assuming that the Herif Ayin of Rav Yossi is immediately following the three quarters of the Miller of Yehuda, what do you mean? It's irrelevant. It's Yevshal Tzamtzei. Okay. V'lekel emei madik Herif Ayin. The Rav Yossi and biadacha ben Hashmash to Rav Yehuda. Umis acher harbe acherov. Yeah, that's what I would have said. Him came. Oh, the Am Rav Yehuda ben Hashmash to Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Kohanim told him, "Oh, Ma'iria ben Hashmashes, Ma'iria ben Hashmashes, Acha ben Hashmashes." Rabbi Yudah Nami Kohanim told him, "Rabbi Yosef, until the Herafayin comes, two teruts." Peshlom and the Misacha Kol Kach Sheishir Tvi'le Ben Time. All right, takes a while to go to the mikveh. That's a very, very short period of time after Rabbi Yudah's ends. Rabbi Yosef's Herafayin takes place. Inami Safe Koyalem. And by a maschle miyad achad the Rabbi Yehuda, or mis acher harbe, we're macher in both ends. Therefore, you have to wait an extra amount of time till vade shalom and shmash to the Rabbi Yossi. Ad kan rabosai the sukkah sagamar. Okay. Any question before we go further? I know. I apologize for doing lamed hey, but it's lamed dalad. But there's no way to understand lamed dalad without lamed. It's impossible. Having seen this gemara rabosai, we understand. The way I said, this is what we call Shitas Hagra, that you start the Ben Hashemashes as soon as the sun sets beneath the horizon, goes three quarters of the mill, you have Ben Hashemashes, and Ben Rav Yossi could be a little bit later. That's just what we assume. Comes Tosis and has a bombshell kasha. Lamed Hey, Amen Aleph, Trey. Kasha. Hochamash, but the Mishkiya Sachama, Telalayalu, Lekalach, Telosa, Rivei Mil. Who said to Rav Yudah? Rabbi Yehuda Gufa Bipsochim says, Mishkiya Sachama Tezgachovim Arba Milin. Okay. But Tezgachovim Laila, Psochim Dach Beis. What's the Pasuk? You're off by a factor of more than 5 to 1. Right? Is it 3/4 of a mil or is it 4 mil? It's wild. That's a kasha. Omer Ben Atam is the world famous Rabbi Ben Atam. The Hosa Mari Betchila Shkia. What's he saying? That the halachic tzeis kachavim is in psachim, counting from the astronomical sunset, it's 4 mil. We call it the Rabbeinu Tam's man. You know, people who all do malacha on Motzei Shabbos till 72 minutes. Everyone knows this is the source. This is the Rabbeinu Tam. This is it. You finally saw it in Shas Bavli. Here it is. Our Gemara 3/4 of a mil. Yeah. You count back from 72 minutes, 3/4 of a mil, that's what's called Sof Shkia. So we're not discussing the astronomical sunset, that's an irrelevancy. This is Rabbi Natam Sheet. I will tell you, but my pligi, but vare mishah says kochovim, have laila, just look for the stars. Oh, because it says later on that flam and hamid base, lok dolim, lok tanim, al abaninim. And you're not sure what a banan is. You're not sure what a banan is. Hashta pligi the Rav Yehuda mesaf kolay bechol kochav manir mishkias achamat shechzav elyon may bein in memlaf. Okay, good. That's a machla. That's what. Okay. So far, so good. Everyone with me so far? Rabbi, say holding with me.
Yeah.
There, you got the right number. Right, hit the jackpot. 58
okay.
And a half.
Okay, so much good. And then you'll have 60 kochav.
That's right. That's the main thing. That's okay. The old kosher effect says, "Nech se anan, bodem benani, shielach mitchilas et shkias achamel." Get on this horse and start. There's no gas anyway now, so you can start walking, and it'll walk X number of minutes till the stars come out, right? Shielach mitchilas shkamat dal milin, come on b'psachim. Let him walk 72 minutes, right? And we know exactly that it's night. What's the problem? Yeshlomar. The average Joe, that says there was no marathon this year, so we don't know how people walk and run. So the kitza, at kan rabosai this tosis. Any questions so far? There's a famous machlokes, the Gra with Rabbi Natan. Oh, the Gra do it enough in the Gemara in Pesachim, that says Arba Milin. Says the Gra, that's not a halachic sugya. You look at the sugya over there, it's not halachic. It's describing the length of the day, Chachmei Umos and Chachmei Yisroel, and it's counting over there from Alos HaShachar until Tseis HaKochavim. So that there, says the Gra, it means Tseis Kol HaKochavim. Till all the stars come out. All the stars come out 72 minutes after the sun sets beneath the horizon. That's a halachically insignificant statement. So again, both the Gra and the Tam have a halachically insignificant point. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's sun, astronomical sunset. And according to the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, it sees all the stars coming out. This is on a simple level, Rabbi. Everyone knows what I'm talking about so far? No, Rabbi Sai, how do we pass halacha lemaisa? Let's go. We pass at the Gra, or like Rabbeinu Tam. I'm asking. Gra or Rabbeinu Tam? I'm asking a question. I'll ask a simple question. In this room, is anybody doing the lach after the sun sets beneath the horizon on Friday afternoon? Anybody? Chas v'chalila. Except the Gra. You'll say 72 minutes. Oh, it's true. Some are machah for 72 minutes. But not everybody. The average shul, they make Abdullah, they're lighting a candle before 72 minutes after the sun sets. Am I correct? I'm asking you in your shul, you daven. Don't they? So apparently we follow the Gra. We don't follow Rabbeinu Tam. Follow Rabbeinu Tam, at least in our part of the world. Certain parts of the world, it's the other way around. Rabbeinu Tam is Kodesh Kodosh. Okay? We're not yet a quibble with anybody else. So what's the shal and din? Everyone with me so far? This is Parshat Shah. Now, after saying this Parshat Shah, I have to understand a couple of more things over here, which are very relevant to the sugya. We had mentioned, Rabbi Osai, that the mill is 18 minutes. And the reason we got it is from that's exactly the same Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Dal, that's quoted over here in Tosfos here in Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph. It says, 4 mil. That same Gemara says, Rabbi Osai, that there are 40 mil in the day. So if there are 40 mil in the day, and the tomb of the day means from sunrise to sunset, that is 720 minutes, right? So 6 to 6 on a typical day. You have your calculator on your computer? What is it? 720, it's 40 mil. So how much is 40 into 720? You need your calculator watch or your computer? You need to figure out in your head. What's the answer, Rabbi Osai? Come on, do it on 18. 4 to 72 is 18. 40 into 7 is 18. That's where the 18 minute mill comes from. It's interesting that there's another interpretation in the Gemara, where the Gemara seems to say that the 40 mil, and I can't go into Pesachim right now, may actually be not from sunrise to sunset, but from Alos HaShachar until Tseis HaKochavim. Whoa. That's a much longer day. So how much would that be? How much would a mil be if they're 40? So that leaves only 32 by higher mathematics. Lop off 4 between dawn and sunrise. Lop off 4 between sunset and Tseis. So left with 32 mil between 6 and 6, 7 and 20. So now you have to take off your watch and figure it out on your calculator. 32, Rabbi Osai, into 720. Well, give me an answer. Don't have it? No one has a calculator here? Pen and paper. 22 and a half, exactly. 22 and a half. That's exactly it. 22 and a half. So it could be, and the mill might be 18, or might be 22 and a half. Those are the two most popular calculations for the shear of a mill.
Sorry, how do we get to 32 again then?
Very simple. 4 between Alos and Nates. 4 between Shkia and Seis, that we saw over here. 40 minus 4 is 32. So 32. Everyone means so far. The problem, of course, becomes the realia. When do you see stars? I mean, there's a limit how much we could be wrong. Can you see stars in 13 and a half minutes? On the other hand, you have to wait till 72 minutes to see stars? It's somewhere in between, Rabbi Osai. So the Gra and Rabbi Natam have to figure something out over here. Why? What's pshat? What's going on over here?
Chush Machish.
The Gra is a kasha. Reish Samach Aleph is called Yud Beis. Although if you look carefully, they may be asking a somewhat different kasha. Says the Gra, it's 13.5 minutes. I in Vilna, I can't find any stars. It's no problem, says the Gra. Go there to Yisrael, and you'll find them. Why is Vilna inferior to Eretz Yisrael? It's not inferior, it's superior, it's higher. It's further from the equator. The further off from the equator, Ben Hashmashos takes longer. That's the Gra. He paskind, the Ruach Kotcho. Go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll find stars in 13.5 minutes, or maybe you have an extra little bit of time, according to one day in Tosfos, maybe... until the Rabbi Yotzei's Kacham is Herav Ayin, it's a little few minutes afterwards, but maximum. Nu, Rabosa, what do you think? Have you ever been in there? Who's been in Eretz Yisrael? Who's ever looked up and seen stars after 13.5 minutes? Who's ever looked for stars? Bechlau. Okay, so the answer to Terrence is we didn't look. And if you looked in your, wherever you're in your city, Yerushalayim, it won't help, because there's plenty of artificial light. Got to find a clear night when there's no pollution. And there's no artificial light. There's a sefer called Zmane Hayom Ba'aloch, or something along those lines, by Rabbi Banish from Bnei Brak. He had an associate who was in the army, in Tzal. He was stationed somewhere in the middle of the Negev. Pitch black conditions. His job was to be in pitch black, and no one should see him. Mamish, he was sitting there all night in pitch black. He said, do me a favor. You do it, you're there anyway. Look up in the Negev and see when you can find three stars. How many minutes after the astronomical sunset? This we have in a chart. We know an astronomical. A, you can see the sun. And B, we know. 6 o'clock that day, the sunset. When are you going to see a star? You know when you saw a star? You're not going to believe it. 6:14. You saw three stars. This is not a scientist. It's a soldier in town. So, Chochom Odef Minovi. The Vilna Gaon in Vilna. Ata Bevilna Musudascha Prusa Yerushalayim Ubanegev. You figured it out. 14 minutes. Just 13.5 for me, the fact that was the same thing. Found stars. Good. However, Rav Tkachinsky, who was a famous author of the Sefer Ben HaShemash, he lived in Yerushalayim, he didn't see stars, so it took much longer to see stars. So he took it, he said he taught, found stars in 22 minutes. By the way, this year of 14, 22, is only in the spring equinox, right in the fall equinox. Once you change into the summer or even into the winter, it gets longer. Okay, there's a cheshbon, there are all these charts that come out. You'll see in the base manager on the first floor, there are all kinds of long charts with the angles, etc., etc. That's based upon this nakud. So, Rav Tkachinsky said, what can I do? I love the Vilna Gaon, but I don't see stars. So you must say, like the second Teretz in Tosis, that the Ben HaShemashos of Rav Yossi, which is terrifying, which is presuming the three stars come out, is Mu'uchar, it's beyond. How much we don't know. We have to rely on our empirical evidence, and we see it. So you made a calculation of all this cheshbonus, but it's 22 minutes, etc., etc., etc. Fine. Okay. So, halacha lemaisa, let's jump over into lemaisa in New York City. When is Ben HaShemashos? So in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Gra, who doesn't go for yours like the first Eretz in Tosfos, so it's 13.5 minutes, maybe a tad more, the shiur is very small. Already there were those who found in Yerushalayim 15 minutes, the same thing he found in Rav Yehuda Levi's Sefer. Zman and Kalach, 15 minutes, we saw about 14 minutes. So, that will be the case, according to the Gra, let's assume it's 15 minutes in Yerushalayim. Comes out to 18 minutes in the winter and 21 minutes in the summer. And in New York City, what is it going to translate to? According to the Gra himself, 18 minutes in the spring, 21 in the winter, and 25 in the summer. This is the sheet of the Gra himself. Good. According to Rav Tkachinsky, who found 22 minutes, it may change this way before the end of this year, but it's for hours on this. It would come out, he had 22. He found 22, and he found 26 in the winter and 28 in the summer. What would that extrapolate in New York City? Approximately 26 in the spring and 32 in the in the winter and 34 in the summer, along the approximations. And as a matter of fact, when the Chevron went up to Morashah years ago, and they found it. They found it's true. Those are the shirim. There's no pollution. There's no artificial light. Har Hashem, no artificial light. And they found the stars approximately according to this calculation. What about Rabbi Natan? What about Natan? Rabbi Nishlam, what's going on over here? Rabbi Natan, what was he thinking? It took him 72 minutes. The answer is no. The answer is no. He was looking for stars only in the west. Why only in the west? Because the Gemara said you have to look to the west. I east? No, east means west. So you have to look in the west. As a matter of fact, if you look in the, I don't have time now to look, if you look in the Mordechai, in the back, in the Sugya, the Mordechai, and Agos Mordechai, and in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the bottom of the Mordechai there, he says exactly so. You look to the west to find the three stars. It's typical of the Oros Chayin. He found three stars, took 90 minutes in the west in Eretz Yisrael. Perfect. 90 minutes. Rabbi Natan is going to hold a 22 and a half minute mill. 4 times 22 and a half is 90. That's what it took him to find the stars in the west. I'm not discussing straight up. In the west. Oh. Now, how did he know that you have to look in the west? From the Gemara. You have to look to the west. The problem becomes, you're looking to the west, there's so much light to the west, so much longer. It contradicts the Vilna Gaon's Cheshbonis if you're looking to the west. So if Tkachinsky bites the bullet, no, you look to the east. So he writes to him, Rabbi, what, you learned Daf Yomi Lamed Aleph and you didn't learn Lamed Hey? Well, I said, yeah, don't look to the east, you're supposed to look to the west. That's the kasha which he asks on Rav Tkachinsky, and he feels that it's a raya berura that you have to hold like a man of time, not like the Vilna Gaon.
But whose kasha was
it? These are Oros Chaim. Oros Chaim, Rav Chaim Druk. If you want to look at the same, we have in the library, page Pei approximately. If the Goyen is going to depend upon this, looking to the east, which is what Tukachinsky says, it's going to be against the Mefurish Gevor. So I had a teretz, but my teretz is a harifus, a shtickle, a pilpul. It requires us to look on the riff. I'm also look on the riff. Riff. The very last page, page Tes Vov. The old prints, page Tes Vav. He quotes the whole Gemara, quotes Rabba Rabosai, quotes Rav Yosef. Okay? Passing like the Sugya. Okay, so what does he say? Quotes Manche Pnei Mizrach Madimim. The whole page, top of page Tes Vav. From there he skips the riff to the bottom of Lamed Hei Amad Aleph. Omer Rav Chana, Omer Rav Yochanan, Loch Rav Yudah. In Shabbos, Loch Rav Yosef in Truma. Okay, says the Rif. Oh, the pasuk of Yochanan, Loch Rav Yudah in Shabbos. Lo Yedana, Lima the man pasuk, Rabba or Rav Yosef. Says I'm not sure. We go to the Chumra, Sofik Yisur the Chumra, and beyond that, whatever we fast, Rabba Rav Yosef fasting like Rabba, Ad Kan Diri Harif. Very nice, Ad Kan Diri Harif. There's a bit of a problem with this riff. The problem with the riff is that what was Rava... Oh, there are two problems with the riff. One problem is this riff sounds like he missed the first day of Daf Yomi that day. He left out the whole Gemara that Pnei Mizrach means Pnei Ma'ariv. And both of the people who learned riff and then... So it's a Seder and riff. If you learn riff, it's all arichas of my Pnei Mizrach. He doesn't bother telling you that it really means Pnei Ma'ariv. How can that be? Ika chosim and a seif in the riff. Pile ployim mamish. Pile ployim. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. Riff passes like Rabba. Fret the Rashba here, in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Niona. What did it say? It says in the Gemara that Rabba looked to see Ad Mosai Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimin. According to Rabba, Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimin is an irrelevancy. Ben Hashmasha starts Mishkiya and goes until Hishvei Elyon Tachto. Wow, what a very ridiculous kasha. Based on that kasha, the Rabbeinu Yonah comes to the conclusion, we pass like Rabbi Yosef, because the Gemara says at the end, he looked at the Mizrach Ma'adimin. The Mizrach Ma'adimin is relevant according to Rabbi Yosef. Then we say the first minute and a half is Yad Ayo, the Mizrach Ma'adimin, and that whole story. But according to Rabba, it's a total irrelevancy. So why is Abai and Rabba look in that direction? It's the next gosh. So my pilpul answer is as follows. Enochana, the riff is bothered by this kasha. He's bothered by the kasha. Comes to an opposite conclusion to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah came to a unique conclusion. We follow Rabbi Yosef against Rabbo. The riff said no. We follow Abaye v'Rava. Excuse me. We follow Rabbo, not like Rabbi Yosef. And if you follow Rabbo, not like Rabbi Yosef, we reject Abaye v'Rava. That's why he left them out. Believe it or not. According to this cheshbin, we pass and play Mizrach Ma'adimin is Mizrach. I have Chikachinti says according to the Gro. I have Chaim Druk asked against him before the Gemara. You betcha. The Rif left out that Gemara. Why leave it out? That Gemara would only make sense, Rabosai, to look here in a particular direction according to Rabbi Yosef. Right? We pass like Rabba. So the Gemara is rejected. It's going to come out a wild chinish if Rav Tukachinsky and Rav Chaim Druk are both correct. They both agree that whether the Groz right or Rav Natam is right depends upon you looking east or west. If you look east, Rav Natam, the Groz right. Look west, then the Rav Natam is right. If they both agree to that premise, Rav Chaim Druk goes to the Mefurash Gemara, you look to the west, Rav Natam is right. If Tukachinsky said you look to the east, it's against the Gemara. No, it's not. The Rif rejects that Gemara. So this is going to come out in a wild idea. The Machlokas between Abaye v'Rava on one hand, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef on one hand, and Rabbi on the other hand is the Machlokas to Gerar Rabbeinu Tam. It's a wild idea. That's what comes out from this pilpul. Okay, I'm not going to go to the bank with it, but it's an interesting explanation of Shitas HaRif. Yeah. Narabosai. This is all according to the Shita of the Gerar, which we're here to defend. Now, we have one more point, and that's so much we can speak here literally forever. The big question is there anybody who actually really follows the Rabbeinu Tam these days? So, 72 minutes. Yeah, but if you hold like the Vilna Gaon, all the Zman have to be extrapolated. And they all have to be extrapolated, Rabbi Osai. So then, you have to, and not only that, we thought the Rabbeinu Tam held 90 minutes. 90 minutes, so we had A is a riot to that Rabosai from Oros Chaim's empirical observation. That's number one. Number two, Rabosai, is another cheshbon. How do you calculate the hours of the day? We all know about the Grozman, and we all know about the Mogan Avrozman. To make a long story short, in my opinion, it's again all about Taya, according to Rova Dates, according to the Groz. You count from sunrise to sunset. It makes sense. Because why are you going to count until 72 minutes? That's an irrelevancy. That's Shita Segura. So we get up later for Zman Krishma. According to the Mogad Avraham, it goes with Rabbi Natan. So does the Shulchan Aruch for Rabbi Natan. So therefore, it makes sense to count from Alosa Shachar, which is halachic, to Teitz HaKochavim, 72 minutes. Why should we count from Nates and Shkia? They're both almost irrelevant. So it's all about Taya Mika within. Again, there are exceptions to that rule. Then the Shir Mil, I think, is also Haba Hotalia. Also Haba Hotalia. Why? Because the Gemara has, a calculation, which I'm not going to go into right now. It seems to me that according to Shita Sagura, we should say that just to make it on a simple level, the 40 mil should be from sunrise to sunset. That's the day. Right? I sunrise is not being Giridin. Okay, but sunrise is for certain things relevant. Certain halachas you have to wait till sunrise. I'm not going into all the details right now, but sunset is critical. So he counts according to Rabbi Natan and Magen Avraham, since the sunrise and sunset are both not so relevant. Not only do you count the hours of the day from those from halos to tzeis, but the 40 mil is from halos to tzeis. These are only 32 in between with a 22 and a half minute mil. So it comes out to a shear of 90 according to this calculation. That's what it says. What is 90 minutes, Rabbi Osai, in New York City? 90 is in the springtime in Yerushalayim. Comes out approximately 100 in the spring, 110 in the winter. Catch this now. Hold on to your towel on tight. 144 in the summer. So you have to wait. And when the Shkia sets at 8:31, which is the latest in New York, you have to wait till 5 to 11 to do Malach. So we call in our language the Achtel. I mean the Achtel. 72 minutes to Tzentel. It's 1/10 of the day. 90 minutes is an Achtel, which is what the briskers hold. And if you want to hold the Achtel in New York in the summer, you have to wait till 5 to 11. It'll be a real briska, super briska, a zextel, a sixth. That's 2 hours. 2 hours extrapolated. Right? Where'd that come from? Very simple cheshbon. At one point in Pesach, the Gemara has a shear between Alos and Nates, and between Shki and Tez, it's 5 mil. So if it's 5 mil, got to lap off 5 here, lap off 5 there, 40 minus 5 is 30. There's 30 mil between sunrise and sunset. 30 into 720 is 24. A 24 minute mil plus times 5 mil, there you go, 122 hours. Boom, a zextel. I'm not expecting anybody in this room to dream of the zextel. The achtel is not so crazy. Not so crazy. But what about the fact that there are people who keep 72 minutes flat? Where does that come from, if at all? Well, how do we justify that? And is there yet another? We'll come to another. I'm going to go a little bit longer because I missed yesterday, right? In a few minutes, you don't mind? Okay. Just pack a few extra nekudas. Rav Moshe, the famous Shita, 50 minutes is seis. Why? Because he looked at his balcony on the FDR Drive and he found stars in 50 minutes. Sometimes it's 45 to 50 minutes, whatever it is. Now, there's plenty of smog on the FDR Drive and artificial light. Not much I can ruin. I can base it on that. But he says another chiddush. That's Rabbeinu Tam's man. I have in a town found stars that took 72 minutes. So the Minchas Kohen, who also took found stars in 50 minutes in Amsterdam, said, yeah, it's 50 minutes in Amsterdam, it's 72 in Yerushalayim. He did not go to the University of Amsterdam because it's the Groa was a scientist. It's Fakert. Yerushalayim is closer to the equator. Rav Moshe says to Rabbeinu Tam, it's murder to see 3 stars no matter what. But that's a shver avod because he seems to say 72. He says you need 4 mil. Rav Moshe, Rav Osai, throws in a possibility of Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka. What does that mean? Maybe a Spanish version is itself a Svek, and the Machlok is a grown Rabbeinu Tam. So you're going to be making it a Svek Sveka. So Rav Moshe has this famous Chiddush that for 9 minutes after Shkia, you can do a Hefsek Tara and other coolers. Where do you get 9 minutes from? It's 13 and a half minutes, but reduced by a ratio of 50 to 72. Considered to be a Svek Sveka. A Shver about Svek Sveka. Why is it, if that's a Svek Svek, Rav Osai, there'll be no Ben Hashmashas at all. Because on the one hand, the Groza Ben Hashmashas will cease to exist. So are many times, for the same reason. Maybe the Groza, right? It was dying out a long time ago. But the Tarta is Sasrin. We can tell you about Bekam and Afid Alf and Alf. You can't say this is a Svek Svek of the Malcolm Tarta is Sasrin. It's not my Kasha, other than against Rav Moshe as well. Oh. So now, Rav Osai, I have two more Nakudas to discuss with you about these in Yonim. The first is to explain that I believe that the 72-minute flat has a good basis. Even though I sound like I'm a non-scientific person, what the Torah Mada, this holy institution. No, I want to say it's even scientifically. And my mother, Rav Osai, is no less an authority than the Vilna Gaon himself. What? The Gaon is the one who screams and yells. It's 14 minutes, but you have to extrapolate to the latitude and to the time of the year. Yeah? But be Malcolm Shabbos. Comes the Goyin, and says like this. Yes, I have a good Tosis Kasha. The last Kasha on Tosis Lamed Hey, the last 4 lines. The Yod Kasha, the next day Anan, but Odom Beinani. Right? And Odom Beinani, take an Odom Beinani, and what happens? He says, let him walk from 4 mil, and that'll be it. Let him walk for 4 mil. That'll be the end of the story. Right? Let's walk 4 mil. The story's over. What's the problem, Rav Osai? What's the problem? Oh. So I believe that the... So he has a cash against Tosis. Oh, hold on a second. That's Tosis' cash. They give a Terence, they're not sure what it means. I have a much better Terence. I have a better Terence as a girl. 4 mil... is only in Yerushalayim in the springtime. Any other time and place, you can't rely on the 4 mil. What a very dick akash. No, you think Tosfos was born yesterday? Tosfos didn't think of this. The answer is that Tosfos argues in the Gra. And they say 72 minutes, that is the Shia, low plug. Low plug! You don't have experience, low plug. Why? Why low plug? So I'm giving you a scientific vote. The Torah wasn't given to scientists, Rav Hossein. Torah was given to plain human beings. Plain human beings are going to figure out cheshbonos and this and that, and the angles and extrapolations. Bosh. The Torah gave us a shiur of 72 minutes. Because in 72 minutes, in every yishuv Yisraeli, that we're not discussing the North Pole, there's a whole different problem, the Arctic Circle. Everything these days, there's no seiser. Hold on. Not discussing that part of the world. I guess you're not supposed to really live there if you can avoid it. But other parts of the world, as high as Vilna, maybe even higher than that, if the real shear is supposed to be 15 minutes, approximately, so extrapolated into the summer, into the highest elevation, it's still going to be less than 72 minutes. So 72 minutes, maybe low plug d'oraisa, that's the shear of 72 minutes. That is the shear. So therefore, since that 72 shear builds in all the extrapolations of latitude and time of season. The Chachamim said, that's the shear. And therefore, it's 72 flat. That's how, I think, Rabbi Kotler passed in 72 flat. It was a case where a child was born 71 minutes after Shkia on Friday night, and Rabbi passed into the bris on Sunday. 71 minutes, not enough. Okay. It's Choshev Rabbi Matah. Not obviously, he didn't do Malach after Shkia either. It was Choshev on both sides. Now, on both sides. In Europe, before the war, there were those who kept Rabbi Natan's man the cool in the Chumra. And that was popular because after the Mechaba holds out where there are more, the Shmogan Avraham, the Taz. Till two Gedolim, the Gra and the Alter Rebbe, made a fight and they introduced their own Shita, which is what you said before, what the Shita is. But there were parts of Europe that had another Shita completely. What was their Shita? They did Malacha after Shkia. But they didn't wait 72 minutes. The Chovish Yesha Shabbos! Your Mechal Shabbos, one way or the other. Either on Friday or on called Saturday. Either one, they're doing Mechal Shabbos. According to the Gra, the Mechal Shabbos on Friday. According to Benetan, the Mechal Shabbos on Saturday. How could that be? So the Mordim Muzmana talks about it in a couple of places. In Chelik Beis, and Chelik Vov. Where does it come from? So he quotes a thing called the Or Meir, or Rabbi Posen from England. Says he thinks this is Shitas HaGaonim. We always lap together the Gra and the Gaonim as one big Shita. He says, no, it's not true. His primary source is the Sugyot Brachos, that base. I don't have time to go into Sugyot Brachos, that base right now, but since you learned that Daf Yomei, that's the base you can spend a lot of time on, the Girsos Balamor, different Girsos, that's what he explains. And he quotes it from the Gaonim. Yes, from the found it in the Geniza. Okay? The Gaonim said so. What did it say over there? Kolzman d'admumas b'marov, our sugya, it's still considered ben hashmoshes according to Rabba. He says, this is what the Gaonim said b'feirish. Kolzman d'admumas b'marov, it's ben hashmoshes according to Rabba. Okay. Fine. And what are they arguing about, Rabbi Osai? What does it mean? It means the sugya agamah nichs tamid marav madimin hichsef atachnol hichsef elyon means nishtane ha'or ba'oretz uvekarov lo v'hichsef v'adayin ha'or ba'shamayim lo nishtane v'lo hichsef. What does that mean? What does that mean? So he says it follows. It's like this. The Gra himself, he says, the Ben HaShemoshes begins as soon as the astronomical sunset says, the Gra, Ben HaShemoshes, Ben Bias HaShemesh, L'Haskolas Bias HaOr, Shehu B'Hichsif, Shehoz Nishka Ora Milahadim. That's a quotation of the Vilna Gaon. In Reish Samach Aleph Zabeis. What do you see from that? The entire Ben HaShemoshes of the Gra, which is 3/4 of a mil after Shkia beneath the horizon, Lo nistalek adayin admimus from the Marav. That's what it says. That's what it says. It comes out, Rabbi Osai. If this is indeed correct, something remarkable is going to emerge. That from the sunset until you still see the rays of sun coming up, even if they come up, Rabbi Osai, on a somewhat of a higher part, Rosh HaHilonos, it's still considered Varayom. Wow. Wow. It's going to come out, according to the Gaonim, amazing new Shita. Ben HaShmoshes begins when Ben HaShmoshes of the Gra ends. A new Shita. 3/4 of a mil after sunset is still considered Varayom. That's when Ben HaShmoshes begins. And how long does it go? Another 3/4 of a mil? What's 13.5 plus 13.5? Guys, a little arithmetic. 27. So it's 27 minutes for both sides in Yerushalayim in the springtime. And it's extrapolated to wherever we are, This is what a shiur which is called 6 degrees beneath the horizon. These, the Sternberg and the Aramaic want to count 8.5 degrees, which is not 27, it's 36. I'm willing to accept that for Shabbos. 36 minutes extrapolated. 36 extrapolated is going to come to what we usually keep in America today, 42, 50. That's what's going to happen in our extrapolations. But it seems to me that the Gaonim themselves held it was 6 degrees, which is a total of 27 minutes, as opposed to the 72, which is 16 degrees, or 90, which is 20 degrees. So the different degrees that we have to weigh. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Rabbi Tkachinsky said he found 22 minutes after the Shkia. But there's only one thing, not for now. His Shkia is not my Shkia. His Shkia is 5 minutes later than mine, based on the Gemara and Shabbos. Yichelki, Machnisei Shabbos B'Tveria, Melzi B'Tzipori. Okay, I'm not going to that right now. I don't have time for it. So it comes out, there's a new Shita, Bechlal, a new Shita. That would justify what was going on in Europe in those places. So just to review, Rav Shita Sagra, Shita Rabbi Natam. Within the Rabbi Natam, there was a Shita we suggest that it's flat, 72, not extrapolated. We could argue that's 90, flat or extrapolated. Right? So already have 4 versions of the Rabbi Natam himself. 72, 90, flat, or extrapolated. And the Gra also has 2 versions, either the 13, 14, 15 that we saw when they saw stars in Eretz Yisrael, or Rav Tkachinsky's version of it, which is, we just discovered now, not 22, but really 27, he actually saw stars. And we have the final sheet, which was called the Gaon, according to the Rav Sternberg and others, I just try to make nice out of it, is that they started 3/4 of a mil after the Shkia, go to a mil and a half after Shkia, which would be 27 minutes, exactly, works out perfectly. Until that point, again, until 13.5 is Varayom, no one's going to pass it in the halacha. From 13 to 27 is Ben HaShemash, from 27 extrapolated would be Varay Laila. You want to be Mach a little bit more, you have the 8.5, which is 36 extrapolated. So when Eretz Yisrael Taka, people do malacha after 36 minutes. That makes perfect sense going to this cheshbon. You have to extrapolate it to whatever it takes in America, 42, 50, as the case, maybe a little more as the case may be. Okay? We'll stop here. Much more to be said. But we just had an introduction to this wonderful sukkah. Yes, sir? In my shul, we will daven Mariv about 45 minutes after Shkia. We make Abdullah about an hour after Shkia. But in most shuls, they do it earlier. The Agudas Rabbanim, the 42 minutes mark. What's that? An hour after Lichbench. It was a pshara in the Satna Rebbe who wanted to extend the time when he came to. When the Rebbe came, they were doing what they didn't stop, but they did Malachi after Shkia. So Agudas Rabbana said, "What are you kidding? Malachi after Shkia? We don't do that in America." He said, "What are you kidding, you guys?" What he called them. "You're doing Malachi after half an hour. They were doing Malachi already, but they're from people. You can't do that." They made a pshara. I won't do malacha after Shkia. You extend your zman until 42, an hour after Lichter. 42. I think that's how it worked out after World War II. 42 minutes is certainly defensible, because if you take the Shita Agro itself, the Ikhla Shita Agro, there should be no problem. If you follow up to Kaczynski, so it takes you, gets you a little, or my version of the Gaonim, it'll take you, 42 won't quite be enough. I told you, it'll be enough maybe in the springtime, maybe to figure out the angle. Do me a favor, print out a chart for me. All you can do is easy, got a computer. Print out 6 feet beneath the horizon. You won't find this printed anywhere in the world. No one's, it's too, it's a cooler shade over the city of, but no one prints it. But you can do me a favor, print out the 6 feet below the horizon, and then we'll see how many minutes it is. You have to neshkia. You have the capacity to do it?
Yeah. Anyway. Right now.
Okay, I don't mean this minute.
I have it ready.
Yeah, right. There it is. It's on in 1 second. It gives you this matter. So what is it?
They give you for shkia, they give you 13 and a half, 16, 7, 8, 18, 24. Give it to Shinsky, but Shinsky.
Oh, you'll have to print that. I don't know how many. I don't know if they have my sheet. I already gave you a number of sheets. I gave you 72 flat and extrapolated, which is 16 degrees. I gave you 90 flat and extrapolated, which is 20 degrees, and 19.8. That I gave you. And within the, okay, now you have it already. I assume you have all those four. Then you have within the gra, I'm giving you 14 extrapolated, right? And now we've had a new suggestion called 27 extrapolated, which we have two ways to reach that conclusion. By the empirical evidence of Tukhachinsky, or our alternate version of the our mayor. So I'd like to know what those shirim are. Again, they're very small in numbers. Obviously, it's 3 degrees beneath the horizon, 6 degrees beneath the horizon. But I'd like to know what that is. It'll be helpful to me if you can print those out for me. Okay, good. We'll stop here.